She was Camilla in The Crown, and now she's out for revenge. Promising Young Woman is the feature film debut for writer-director Emeril Fennell. And already, I've got to say, it's probably my most shocking film of the year. In a good way, that is. And I'm glad she's with me now. Good to talk to you, Emeril.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And I say shocking because that's exactly what it is. A good old-fashioned edge of your seat, sort of, you don't know what's going to happen till the very end. I love films like that. And thank you for that, Emeril.
Thank you. Me too. It's my favourite type of film.
But it's hard to talk to you now without having given too much away. So how do we even begin to explain this film? How do you give it the hard sell in 30 seconds?
Well, it's really difficult, actually. I mean, you'd think that I'd be better practiced at it. But as you say, it's a film that I think the less you know, the better it is, which is increasingly hard these days. But how I would describe it is it's a dark comedy revenge thriller about a young woman who is righting the wrongs of her past one nice guy at a time.
And you say that, and I like the fact that you mentioned the word right there, because she writes in a book as well. That's a little bit of a feature in the film. And so many things like that in this film are things that I've never seen before, from a story that I've never felt I've heard before or seen before. And that's what's the best thing about this, is there's so much of it that is so much never been seen before. Where did it come from in your head, I have to ask?
Well, I think, honestly, it was something I'd been thinking a lot about. So I'd really been thinking about the sort of alcohol in hookup culture, I suppose, and how completely normal it was when I was growing up, and how normal it was in comedy movies and TV shows of, you know, really recent times, that picking up drunk girls and taking them home, or girls waking up and not knowing who was next to them in the bed and having a walk of shame, you know, these were just things, they were the kind of punchline to a joke. And so I was really interested in exploring what happens when our culture allows for something that is, you know, really cruel. And, you know, what happens when good people, and well, people at least who think they're good, do bad things.
And I guess, too, there's a lot to love about Cassie, and there's obviously a point where she's not so lovable as well. How do you find the perfect person, which I believe you did, to play that role?
Well, yes, I think it's always going to be difficult because Cassie, yeah, she's somebody who is, it was always, you know, always wanted to make a revenge thriller about a real woman, taking revenge in a way a woman might actually do it. And so she is traumatized, and she's also funny and meticulous and dangerous and all those things, but she's traumatized. And so, you know, sometimes she does do things that do make her, you know, complicated and maybe unlikable. But for me, Carrie was always the top of my list. I think she's exceptional. She's one of those actresses who's so good that, you know, she only ever does the stuff she really, really responds to. She says she only ever does films if she can't bear to see somebody else do them. And so I knew it needed someone. As the film itself is very heightened and it's comic and sort of visually kind of quite poppy, so it needed an actor right in the center of it who was going to be incredibly truthful and grounded, and that's what she does. And she's, you know, apart from being a genius, she's just also incredibly funny and incredibly hardworking and great. So she made, not only did she make the movie the thing that it is, but she made working on it an absolute pleasure.
And for your debut feature, you've done a sterling job with this film, from the soundtrack to what you mentioned there, the look of the film. I particularly like the soundtrack. Great choice of songs and things like that. I mean, but with the ending, I also read too that you weren't quite fixed on one particular ending. That sort of changed at some point too in the script.
Yes, no, I was always set on, I think the ending was always going to be what it was. It was sort of finessed a tiny bit, but no, the movie itself, really the first script that was delivered was more or less what we shot.
And then, I guess, with such a shocking ending, again, trying not to give too much away, how does that work when you're giving that script out to people and talking about the film and stuff like that? Did you get a few surprise reactions from cast and crew and things like that?
Well, I think in general, the whole film is sort of maybe unusual in tone. You know, it's dealing with some really troubling things, but, you know, with a kind of darkly comic tone and humor, which is really how it's the only way I'm really able to discuss kind of sort of difficult stuff. So I think you know, the whole of the script, really, it was great because people were either very, very much in or it wasn't for them, and so that was kind of really useful because it meant that everyone who was part of it, every actor and every crew member and, you know, everyone loved it, like really loved it from beginning to end. So that was wonderful. But yes, absolutely. I mean, I think certainly there is a version of this film that is much more straightforward. But you know, there are also a lot of absolutely brilliant revenge thrillers for the people that are after that film. You know, they've already been made beautifully and brilliantly. So I wanted to make something that felt like a subversion of that film.
Coming off the back of something like Killing Eve and now this, are you worried that people are going to be scared of you as a woman now, Emerald? I mean, is revenge something that is part of who you are as well?
Yes, I mean, I've committed many, many murders in my life. No, I mean, I think really, honestly, I wish I was more frightening, but sadly, I don't really think I am. It's, and you know, Promising Young Woman's an interesting one because it's kind of, it is a revenge movie, but it's also a movie about forgiveness and about guilt. You know, revenge, I think, is a very uncommon, vengeance is a very uncommon thing. You know, there's a reason people very, very rarely do the kind of things we see in movies, and that's because they're dangerous and they, you know, end in tears. And yeah. I think that's the thing. I wanted to, if I could, try and make a revenge movie about how destructive revenge is.
You certainly did that. What's next then for you after this film? I mean, it's been a long time coming for this film. I know it's been around for almost a year in your life already. And of course, Corona has stalled things here and there. But now that this film is releasing, what's next on your plate?
Yeah, I mean, so I'm doing a musical, a West End musical that I've written with Andrew Lloyd Webber and David Zippel, the lyricist, and that's a new version of Cinderella, which is just amazing and romantic and funny, and definitely wouldn't give anyone reason to be concerned about my sanity.
So not a comparable piece of work to Promising.
Yeah, I think for the first time, people don't have to worry about me too much, but. Yes, it's just lavish and I just can't wait. I think all of us are just desperate to be in a room full of people watching a sort of spectacle. So we're doing that. And then, yes, I'm doing another couple of projects. But, you know, obviously, like everyone, waiting for things to open up again.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your time. And like I said, thank you so much for one of the most enjoyable films I've seen this year. And I think I will have seen this year. It just really... to go into it blind and to come away from it absolutely enjoying every moment. It's rare that I do that, having seen so many films. So thank you so much for that enjoyment.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much.
Lovely to talk to you.